This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We're back here on 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. My name is Kevin Deers, Loud and Local until midnight. And every week we like to present a local band doing it in the scene and playing a lot of shows and kind of doing it DIY style here in the Northwest, be it Seattle, Tacoma, Bremerton, anywhere in the greater Northwest. And tonight we have a band by the name of Burn, Burn, Burn. Welcome to the studio. Welcome to Loud and Local, guys.
Hey, thanks. Hey,
what up?
Yes, Burn, Burn, Burn. Let's go around the room. Let's start with Drew. Why don't you tell us, well, your name is Drew, but what do you do for Burn, 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 and we'll go around the room.
I sing in this band. We've been a band for about 8 years.
Right on.
Yeah, Bill, play drums. Been into about 2 years now, so 3 years.
My name's Dylan, and I'm the bass player.
Hello, Dylan.
Hello, Dylan.
My name is Brett, and I play guitar and help Drew sing.
Right on.
There you go. Appreciate that.
So, Drew, you mentioned that you guys have been going for 8 years now. There is one person, though, that we have to shout out that's missing tonight. What's his name, and what's he doing tonight?
This goes out to Adam France. He couldn't make it. He is going to see Jimmy Fallon play at the Neptune Theater.
Really?
Yeah.
Ryan the Beard from Metal Shop will hate that because he is like the world's biggest like Jimmy Fallon hater. So that's one goes out to you, Ryan the Beard.
I loved him in Fever Pitch.
Yeah.
But he's at Jimmy Fallon. Some things are a little bit more important than Loud and Local, and Jimmy Fallon is that one.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he's listening right now. Well, probably not, though.
No, but he will like later.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
Next week.
He's going to hear it. He's going to hear it tomorrow.
So.
Well, shout out to him. So you guys are about to go on a huge tour and across the U.S. all the way down to Florida for one of the biggest punk rock festivals pretty much in the world. It's called The Fest in Gainesville, Florida. Tell me a little bit about this tour you're about to jump on and a little bit about getting on this humongous punk rock festival.
Well, we've been trying to get on Fest since we've been a band. It's one of the biggest fests in the country.
How many bands were you saying that played?
Like, oh, 400? Like 300 plus. Tons of bands. That's going to be our first stop, actually.
Nice.
So we're flying into Gainesville. We're going to party all weekend, hang out with a bunch of friends, play our show. And then after that, we're doing a string of East Coast dates with our pals from Boston, OC45.
Cool. Right on. Well, what do you expect from the fest, my friend? Because you guys, you were saying this is the first time you're playing it. Have you guys ever been there before?
I think this band did 11 weeks about 5 years ago and wound up in Florida for a couple days and pretty much vowed to never go back. But this seems like a pretty good excuse.
Yeah.
So what do you expect from the fest, guys?
Yeah, I think it's going to be mayhem. There's going to be so many bands. There's going to be so many like great performers, great artists. It's kind of a dream come true to just get down there and be able to play with like just so many great bands and be able to be a part of something that we've been wanting to be, you know, striving for a long time. So we're just kind of actually really, really stoked to be invited and be a part of it. And yeah, we're just going to go down there and rock and continue to do what we do.
So we were talking off air about it, and you guys said that there's an app so that you can actually figure out who's playing at what time. There's so many different venues. You said like 300 to 400 different bands. Are there, being like music fans yourselves and liking going to local shows and shows. I'm sure there's going to be a bunch of artists you actually want to see. Is there anyone that stands out that you're like, I gotta see this band
for
my weekend?
We've talked about this. Yeah, I think we all got kind of our own itinerary, but
let's drop some names.
Yeah, go ahead, Drew.
The band I'm most stoked to see is a band called World's Scariest Police Chases.
That's an incredible name.
Comeback Kid, I think we gotta catch that for sure.
Oh yeah,
Pairs, Direct Hit.
Yep, there's
Reviver from Olympia.
Yes, Reviver.
Yeah, I gotta make sure to catch the homies and Boss's Daughter out of Reno.
Cool.
Nice thing about Fest, you know, hopefully we'll wind up like summer camp for us. You know, we get to go down there, see some friends from around the country, watch them play, and come back next year and do it all again.
Absolutely. Let's hope that it goes well for you guys, and much love to you guys. It's awesome to see bands that you know, go outside of the Northwest. As much as we have an incredible scene here, it's cool to see you guys go out there and spread the Northwest gospel throughout the U.S. And so you guys going to be out for a few weeks here?
We're going to be out for 2 weeks on this run. And then we're laying low for the rest of the year. Once we have a new record, once our new record's out, then we're gonna probably do West Coast and then kind of go from there.
Awesome. So we've had a couple bands up here that have mentioned, let's just say like June Bugs, Head Honcho, a couple bands up here that have said that pretty much Kraken is like the epicenter of the Seattle punk scene.
True.
Now, Drew, he actually helps book that place. He works there a lot. He's a bartender, and he's always there, he says. What is it about the Kraken that is like the spot? You know, I mean, I don't know. Just tell me about the Kraken.
I mean...
You want me to take this?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, so this place is it's a community hub. We got great people coming in every, we got great bands that are always just showing up, and it's turning into kind of just an epicenter of talented, cool, awesome people just showing up and having a good time every single show, and like reliably coming out and supporting local bands, local artists, and making it fun for bands like us when we show up, that there's, you know, people there who are always having a good time, who are always getting down, and it is really turning into a great place that bands want to play, people want to show up. So we appreciate that. We appreciate everything that they're doing, and we want to just continue it and make it a place we can go every time. And
it's like our living room, except bands from around the country actually want to come.
Yes.
It.
Like, kick it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I hear the food's pretty good, too. So.
Oh, the food is amazing.
It's in the U District, the Kraken. It's a punk rock dive bar, and it's badass. So definitely check it out. In a city that is landscapes changing, it's getting more expensive. There's condos everywhere, getting high rises. This is a rad place. And I hear rumor that they just signed a new lease, so it's not going anywhere.
Oh,
we did. Yeah.
Nice. Congratulations.
We'll see you there next year.
That's awesome. All right, well, I'm going to just go into it. Lightning round, what is your favorite Northwest band of all time?
Me?
Yeah, start. Let's start off with Drew.
My favorite Northwest band of all time is Old Doris, hands down. They are fantastic. I can't even like find the words, but everything that they do is fantastic.
Old Doris?
Old Doris, like O-L and then... Doris.
Man, I feel like a loser. I don't know this band. I'm writing them down literally right now. Old Doris. All right.
Yeah, I just got to go with local local guys. F-Con. I think they're just the spirit of the Northwest, like brought to the table in a big way. So I just got to go F-Con.
Right on.
My favorite would have to be Generation Decline from Bremerton.
GD?
Yeah!
Really, really good hardcore, and it's a bunch of really awesome people. Some of the nicest people I've ever met.
Yeah, I have to keep it extremely local and go with a little band called Rat City Ruckus.
Rat City!
Nice!
From White Center, Washington. You know, when I was growing up out there, I just didn't know any bands, you know, and those guys, I just... skated by them playing at Pacific Rim Brewery one day. Of course, I couldn't get in, and sat outside the fence and listened to them, and you know, pretty much changed my life. And they're still a big part of our lives. Their guitar player Tony Fantozzi actually recorded our full length album that's coming out here
soon.
That's awesome. Right on. Well, we'll be hearing a little bit from the full-length album. We got two songs to debut tonight in just a few. We're going to check out some songs here called Amber and For Wody.
For Wody.
Wody. All right. Anything you want to say about these songs before we jump into them?
Amber.
They're really good. They're really good.
Brett wrote this song called Amber.
OC45.
OC45. We're doing a run of shows with our Boston buddies, OC45.
Song goes out to those guys.
Our van broke down, and her name was Amber.
Aww.
Yeah, their van broke down here in Seattle, so we loaned OC45 Amber to go to their next show in Olympia. And unfortunately, Amber never came back from Olympia.
Harsh.
And this was actually the first song that we ever recorded with Mr. Tony Fantozzi from Rat City Ruckus. And,
nice.
We're all pretty proud of it.
And then Wody is a friend of yours, right?
Yeah. Big homie named Jarvis, or Wody. Yeah, we did this. This was off our Have Fun 7-inch. Just wanted to write a hardcore song for my boy.
Right on. It's Burn, Burn, Burn. We got two brand new songs after this. But right now, let's go to the jams. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Black, it's the last thing that I
You're listening to Loud and Local here on The Rock. Go until midnight. If you have a request, text us at 77999 or give us a call. Give us talk some trash to Burn, Burn, Burn. 206-421-ROCK. We want to hear your sensual voices, and we want to know what you're going to dress up for Halloween, because it's right around the corner. So Burn, Burn, Burn. Awesome stuff. You guys have a new album coming up. We want to talk a little bit about that. But first, one question. I like to gauge, you know, kind of gauge like the influence of maybe your formative years of being a musician or just a fan of music. What is the first album that you actually purchased on your own? Not a cooler older brother giving you a hand-me-down or a parents buying you something for Christmas. What is the first album you actually purchased on your own? Drew, we'll start with you.
I bought two at the same time. I swear.
Money bags over here.
I know. I was 8 years old, big time. Balling. Big time 8 year old. I bought a Weezer Blue album and Green Day Dookie.
Great albums.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Right on. And those are two albums you can still jam to this day, I'm assuming.
100%.
Awesome.
I think it was Dr. Dre, The Chronic.
Yes, also a classic.
I think that was the one that that my parents definitely forbade me to buy.
But you purchased it on your own.
And I got the unedited one.
Nice.
Yeah, which was pretty big at the time.
Did you get that at what, Sam Goody in the mall or something?
I think it was at Shopko in Yakima.
Nice. Shout out Shopko.
Oh, man. The first album I ever bought was probably the Bad Brains self-title.
Wow.
Liar.
It's either that or probably Mariah Carey's Christmas album.
There you go.
You bought those at the same time.
It's all I wanted for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Right on.
Yeah, so I was also 8 years old when I bought my first CD, and I don't know if you guys remember these compilations, but they were called Now, and it was Now number 4.
Now that's what I call music.
And
now.
I really like this question because, you know, my answer actually ties into the next song we're going to listen to off the next album. When Drew and I were writing this next song, we're going to hear Catharsis Now, I had the responsibility of writing a lead part for it.
Okay.
As I do the quote fingers.
Quote, unquote. Yeah.
And he said, you know, just make it sound like Blink-182. And I was like, you know what? I can do that now. Because the last song on Now 4 was All the Small Things by Blink-182.
Oh,
and
wow.
It changed my life.
What That's awesome.
Brought it all the way around again.
Oh, you already know.
Wow.
Right on. Well, I'm glad you brought that up because we are going to play that. And this is going to come off of a new album. Let's talk about the new record. When can we expect the new album to drop? And you know, what can you tell me about it?
So our new record is called Chosen Family. We're actually like not ready to announce it yet, but we're like it's like in the works. We're
sure.
About to hit order. A couple labels are putting it out, it's a collective effort. We all brought songs to the table for this one, and it's. To me, it kind of symbolizes just how we operate as a unit. This is our first ever full length, but it's our first release in the last like 3 years.
Because you guys have a bunch of EPs and splits.
Yeah,
and stuff,
just
right?
A bunch of EPs, 7-inch splits. But we've all been through a lot.
Yeah.
These last couple years. Both with like DUIs, our friends dying, I got sober, and a lot of really, really heavy stuff happened during this time.
Real life.
And we all brought songs to the table and pretty much just aired it all out there.
That's awesome.
And the
so
name
it's like
Chosen,
therapy.
It really is. And the Chosen Family title comes from the idea that our friends are like one support, like our true support system.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how Burn, Burn, Burn is. Like, we definitely like to throw each other crap, but at the end of the day, we are all here for each other. And That's pretty much it, man.
Right on, man. That's awesome.
You nailed it.
Yeah, I just you know, really enjoy listening to this album because it's therapeutic for me, you know, being close friends with these guys and knowing what we've all gone through and, you know, shared these experiences with each other. The second song we're going to listen to this take, it's called 20th and Hendo, you know, and it's about my old house in White Center. And, you know, we booked shows there for 5 years and they tore it down. I wrote the song, you know, 7 years ago or something like that. And Drew pretty much mentored me in how to book house shows and all that.
Yeah.
And it's just really nice to, like, have it on wax and never, you know, that can never be taken from me, even though my house is a big pile of rubble now.
Yeah.
And
it's probably going to be some high-rise condos, you know?
Correct.
Yeah. Or McDonald's, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Right, right on. Well, who recorded these again? Shout out to whoever recorded
it. Mr. Tony Fantozzi, yes, from Rat City Ruckus.
Right on. Well, we're going to go into it. Catharsis Now and 20th and Hendo. Chosen Family is the name of the new Burn, Burn, Burn record, and we'll certainly keep you updated on it on here on Loud and Local. We'll be playing you more songs from it as soon as we get it. I'll be hassling these guys to get more songs to play for you. But right now, it's the world premiere of two brand new Burn, Burn, Burn songs here on Loud and Local.
I tried so hard, I tried to find my way. Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Got to get the Stone Cold Steve Austin theme music going. All right. Burn, burn, burn in studio here with Loud and Local. They have a new record coming out shortly, very soon. Actually, do you guys have a release date? Or is there a release date yet? Tentative, anything?
No.
Not yet. All right.
It's going to be...
We'll wait for an announcement.
I'm doing the color poll right now.
Beginning of the year.
2019.
Nice. All right, cool. We'll wait for an announcement. Yeah. We'll make it official. I'll have you guys up here to make the announcement and maybe play some more songs.
Right on, man.
Awesome. Drew, you're active with something called Tiny Dragon Music. Is the rest of your guys' band? Are you guys like the Tiny Dragon team, or is that a Drew thing? Or tell me about Tiny Dragon Music.
Yeah, Drew, tell us about Tiny Dragon.
It's a label that me and France, our guitar player who's not here, run. But in all reality, it is a collective amongst everyone in Burn and any other band on our roster that wants to contribute.
Cool.
We kind of took the hippie approach. And how that kind of came about is just over the years with Burn. We've been constantly putting out EPs and 7-inches and all that. And every time we do it, we always do the standard pitch to labels.
Yeah.
And we almost always get passed on every record that we've done. And it's never stopped us because we've always been a DIY band anyway.
Yeah, just put out yourself.
So at the end of the day, we're all just like, well, we're still putting out this record. We're still going to go on tour. We're still going to do all of these things. And we're, yeah.
Cut out the middleman.
Pretty much. And that's kind of been Tiny Dragon's MO. And after like 6 or 7 self-released records, we kind of just said, well, might as well just put a name to it. And since then, we've been a label, we've been official for almost 2 years, and cool. We've put out 16 releases.
Yeah, what are the other bands?
Heck Yes from Seattle. They're a Kraken band.
Yep.
Hi, Skylar. I love you.
What's up, Skylar?
Hi, Ollie.
Hello, Skylar.
Hey, Shane. That's some good Shane. Mabel's Marbles, which is our drummer Bill's other band.
Hell yeah.
Shout out.
F-Con, which is Dylan and Brett's hardcore punk band. They are fantastic. Also, Bobby Zor, Antivision from Vegas, Moonraker from California, Kids on Fire. We put out a lot of records.
Damn, you guys got quite a roster.
We're stronger as a unit when we can bring all these great bands together and be able to just combine and collaborate our efforts together. It's way better so we can come together as a team and a unit and promote each other and promote everything we got going. It's better to come at it in that direction than just a single band and a single time. So
for real.
All right, let's get Tiny Dragon Fest going at the Kraken.
We've been talking about it.
Nice. All right. Well, you know what? I think it's time to talk a little bit about where we can find your music, because you guys are actually going to be playing a show November 30th at the Plaid Pig in Tacoma. That's a new venue that's pretty rad. Hell so yeah. Definitely check that out November 30th. And this is the end of your 2-week tour. So November 30th at Plaid Pig and then December 1st at the Kraken. People can pick up the albums, the EPs and 7-inches and stuff and T-shirts at your shows, right?
Oh, yeah. They can pick them up from me. 3 for $10.
There you go.
There's those two shows locally for the time being, and you can get all of our records and shirts
online
at burnburnburn.bandcamp.com. If you want to check out the label and check out our roster of bands, most of our bands are Northwest. It's tinydragonmusic.bandcamp.com.
Right on. And before we get into the last two songs with Burn, 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 is there any thank you, shout-outs you guys want to give before we jump into the songs?
I'd like to say hi and I love you to my girl, Amanda.
Amanda.
Pizza Dylan Mark. Says hi, too.
Hi, Amanda.
Everyone at the Kraken, Dead Bars, Four Lights, Heck Yes,
yeah.
Old Doris, Everything Sucks, Disorderlies. I can't name them all, but I love and appreciate all of you guys.
Tough Times, Rat City Ruckus. Let's give you a special shout-out to Tony Fantozzi one more time.
One more time.
Love Tony.
Important Tony
Fantozzi. It's a big time now.
But past that, it's like all Northwest Metals bands, all the people that we play with. I mean, the Bremerton scene, the Tacoma scene. Every time we go out there, even Eastern Washington, we go out there to Wally's and Wenatchee is just so amazing. So, yeah, all the...
That's the first Wenatchee shout-out we've ever gotten.
Well, Wally's, man. Snatchy Records, man.
Yeah, Andy and Wally's, man. Talk about, that place is phenomenal. They always treat you well. Just everyone who supports local bands, everyone who supports the local scene, just a special shout-out to everyone just gets out there and rather just sitting at home, go out there, go see some bands, go see some music.
Support local music.
Boom. Yeah, there it is.
All right, we're going to go into a couple songs here by Burn, 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 My Friends, recorded in Seoul, Korea.
Yeah.
That's all. You guys did a tour?
Yeah,
South
we did
Korea?
A week worth of shows in Korea.
Yeah.
That was the coolest experience
greatest week
ever
of my
had.
Life.
Yeah, that was...
I got to get some Korean barbecue.
Hell yeah.
Soon.
I missed the cat a lot while we were out there, but other than that, it was pretty cool,
get
I guess.
Soju. Me and this guy.
Northwest Soju Boys.
Represent.
Soju Boys.
So we got My Friends.
Oh, Life Coach Scotters. I forgot.
Yeah, Life Coach
Life
Scotters.
Coach Scott, man. Yeah, that's a shout out to that guy.
Yeah, old Humby from White Center, man. We
Hell
love
yes.
that guy. And he's our tour manager and pretty much the best, worst drunk driver we've ever had.
Uh-oh.
There he is. Whoa.
Don't want to incriminate yourself.
Kevin, can you go ahead and cut that from the
30-second delay?
Hey, guess what? You guys went an entire episode without swearing. I'll dump that for you just as a courtesy dump. I dumped it.
Perf.
Yeah, nobody knows the wiser. So we got Maps of Brick Walls, but before that, it's My Friends. It's Burn, Burn, Burn. Thanks, guys.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Take off your eyes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.